News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin at this hour with breaking news. Machinists at Boeing have voted to go on strike. Their union says its members rejected a contract that would have raised their pay 25% over 4 years, then voted to walk off the job. CBS's Heather Bosch in Seattle says the company had hoped it wouldn't come to this.
Machinist union members are pressing for higher pay and better benefits. They want 40% pay raise. They want a pension like the one that was axed in 2014. New CEO Kelly Ortberg sent a note asking workers not to strike, saying it would put the company's recovery in jeopardy.
Ain't happening. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told supporters in Tucson, Arizona, that he has turned down Vice President Kamala Harris's invitation to debate again.
So because we've done two debates and because they were successful, there will be no third debate.
CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us Harris's campaign is hoping for high turnout from a group of voters who don't always make it to the polls.
While Harris is doing better with young voters than Biden was before he dropped out earlier this summer, it can be hard to predict how many young voters will actually turn out in the fall.
Disaster averted at Nashville International Airport, says CBS's Maurice Dubois.
An Alaska Airlines pilot was forced to slam on the brakes at nearly 120 miles per hour at abort takeoff. The tires on the Alaska Airlines jet blew out. No injuries reported, though. The FAA says the Southwest plane had been cleared to cross the same runway that Alaska Airlines says it had clearance for from air traffic control.
People along the Louisiana coast are now cleaning up after the area got a lashing from Hurricane Francine. CBS's Dave Malkoff spoke with Dan and Samantha Stevens, whose thrift shop was destroyed.
There's some really good people in this neighborhood, and a lot of them are less fortunate, and they look forward to coming here. It's their favorite place.
But Dan Stevens is feeling grateful.
You know, I've been blessed my whole life, so if this is the only bad thing happens to me, I'm good, man. Doesn't bother me. You know, it really doesn't.
For the first time, North Korea has released images of a facility where it's producing fuel for nuclear weapons. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Shown visiting a uranium enrichment facility, leader Kim Jong-un again demanded an exponential increase in the number of North Korea's nuclear weapons. Images reveal centrifuges used to produce weapons-grade material, of which the North is believed by analysts to already have enough for 90 nuclear warheads.
Consumer Reports says its tests have detected high levels of lead in 12 cinnamon and spice brands. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Job applicants beware, some online job listings could be a scam.
Eva Velasquez is the CEO of the Identity Theft Resource Center and says reports of job scams to their organization have jumped 118% in 2023. And con artists are not only sending texts, they also post fake jobs on legitimate employment sites.
When applications are asking for things like your social security number, your bank account information, your passport, or driver's license information, that's a huge red flag.
Christine Lazar, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Canadian police say a portrait of Winston Churchill that was stolen from a hotel in Ottawa has been found in Italy. Investigators say the 1941 portrait of the British leader taken in Ottawa will soon be once again displayed in the hotel from which it was taken. The Roaring Lion portrait was stolen almost 3 years ago and replaced with a forgery. Christopher Crew.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds around the area for the overnight hours. Light southeast winds and upper 60s by daybreak. Mostly sunny skies Friday with highs in the upper 70s. A few more clouds Friday night. Lows will drop back down into the upper 60s. Currently 71 degrees.
Yeah! Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Stay. Oh, Monday, Monday. gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag and a pretty floating vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9.
And the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes inside the 30-yard line
to a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Oh, yeah.
Timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. get is pain. But when I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
Comes and
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Searching for something to say.
local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoke and lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind.
Be afraid.
just as long as you stand, stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain